One of the things that was clear, it was great to be part of the transition team because I got to be the ultimate business consultant, which is I didn't have an agenda. I could come in and ask a lot of questions and write a very short executive summary for the incoming secretary about what he or she needed to do relative to information technology at the Department of Veterans Affairs. So to an extent, we're following the playbook that that I helped write during the transition. And the secretary had the opportunity to review that playbook before he asked me to take the job, so he could look at it and say, do I think this guy's crazy, or does he have the right, you know, the right thought processes on this? One of the things that occurred in between though transition and my confirmation was the failure of the replacement scheduling application and the expenditure of over $100 million in that development and no real results out of it. So it was interesting that the day that I came in, and I came in initially as a consultant to the secretary, was the day that the presentation was made to the secretary on that application. And I'm certain the reason that I was brought in that day was to help with the question of what do we do here? And so when you look at program management accountability system, you know, it really is although it's something that I had been working on for a period of about 2 years before that, it really is a reaction to seeing that replacement scheduling application failure. And so kind of the added duty that wasn't in the transition paper was, okay, now we've got more than just problems in systems development, we have failures in systems development. And how will we address those in a way that makes it clear to Congress, you know, to the VA, to the public, that we won't have any more of these? Had we not had those failures, we might have taken a kinder and gentler approach to changing systems development. We knew we had to change systems development. But with that failure, it was clear we needed to do something dramatic and right away. And as I said, you know, you don't do things along those lines without very solid management backing. And much to the secretary and the deputy secretary's credit, we made those decisions pretty quickly that, you know, that we would do something dramatic there and roll down the path to pausing the 45 projects.
PMAS, that was a big splash. I think there's a lot of people in the IT community and federal community was like, oh, Roger's making a big difference because not only is he stopping projects, he's saying they'll be fixed or they're going to go away. Give us the latest status report of what's going on with those 45 projects that were initially stopped.
Measurement to date with those, we initially fairly quickly restarted 17 of them. We asked for projects that had a customer delivery schedule prior to October 1 that they were willing to sign in blood they would make. Of those 17, 15 of those projects actually made their date. One mostly made the date. It had a national delivery rollout, and it rolled out to about half the country. And another one missed it for reasons that we understand. So I was actually pretty pleased with that track record because, remember, these were the most problematic programs that we were stopping. So those projects, those 15 projects that made their date, continue on. They will have another date within the next 6 months, and they're now fully under PMAS as far as I'm concerned. We have, in the intervening time period, also reformed 13 projects and restarted them. Their project plan has completely changed. It now has deliveries every 6 months, and they're being managed tightly to those. I get a report every day on where every one of those projects is on its committed deadlines and its probability of making those. We also have 15 projects that we are either stopping or reducing spending on because they continue to replan. It turns out that stopping spending money in the government is much harder than starting spending money. And so we're working all the contractual issues on that end, you know, with those 15 to reduce the spending on them and make the point that if it's not a project that we know is going to succeed, we're going to either stop spending dollars on it or at least not spend anywhere near as much. We frankly, once we get to the point where we've got the contractual piece of this nailed down and know that process, we're pretty confident we're ready to roll this out across every project in the development portfolio of VAIT. So it's been very successful to this point. We've got a few things to button down on those 45 projects, and then we're ready to go with the next phase.
Are you able to tell us yet which projects are going to be halted, which projects have been restarted?
But I'm still talking primarily about the restart side of things as we brief through with some of the stakeholders and some of the Hill folks about which ones we're stopping. You know, restarting was the real focus of this. We had some projects that, you know, earlier on we talked about the replacement scheduling application. We had some projects that were following much the same path. And especially when you're talking about health projects, those are pretty important, to get going again. They can have impact on veteran health. One of the ones that consumed a lot of time and that, frankly, through this whole process I'm most pleased with is the pharmacy reengineering project. It was problematic at the point where it was paused. It was underdeveloped for a number of years, underdevelopment for a number of years, and really was not ready to deliver any time in the near future. And so we spent a fair amount of time working with the project team there to help them understand the benefits of incremental delivery and some of the approaches they might use to get to that point. We had quite a celebration on October 2nd when they came in and made a presentation about how they were going to be able to meet the requirements of PMAS, do near-term deliveries of functionality to the customer so the customer could begin testing that and get that project rolled out much more quickly than the original project plan had, and frankly, in my estimation, with much more probability of success. And so, again, really focused on getting the projects restarted. And now that we've been through the ones that we had to put as highest priority in restarting, now we are turning our focus more towards how do we wind down the ones that we've determined just aren't going to be ongoing projects. But again, we put the focus on the restart first and then the stoppage as the secondary piece.